Fan Run Radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
Talk Sports. John Reed, Cody McClure, Fox Sports Knoxville, and...
Talk Sports.
Talk Sports.
Talk Sports.
Talk Sports.
John Reed, give you what you asked for. We got Cody Ona, MIC, RIP to Reggie White, Fox Sports Knoxville, booming through the satellite. AM, PM on your lunch break. Talk Sports through a hurricane or an earthquake. It's the 865 till the death of us. Tune in to Talk Sports like the rest of us. Talk Sports. Talk Sports, ayy. Talk Sports, give you what you ask for. Talk Sports, ayy. Talk Sports. Talk Sports, give you what you ask for, ayy.
Hour 3, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. If you're missing the first 2 hours, check out the podcast. iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, all that good stuff. Shout out to all the graduates. Shout out to everyone who graduated. Congratulations. If you now find yourself... What's that face for?
Nothing.
If you now find yourself looking for what's next, my friends at Axel Logistics are always hiring driven, sales-minded people. Axel, A-X-L-E, logistics.com. Uncapped earning potential. You can earn as much money as you put in the amount of work for. I always like that aspect of sales. So if you find yourself thinking, what now? AxelLogistics.com. You don't even have to have a college degree to do it if you are someone who is looking for a career change. AxelLogistics.com. Hour 3 headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Okay, thanks, John.
You're welcome, my friend.
Ethan Wolf.
Ethan Wolf.
Or as Butch Jones used to say, Ethan Wolf, has signed with the Carolina Panthers as a tryout player at tight end for the Panthers.
Okay.
They announced today they have signed Wolf to a 1-year contract, adding him to their 90-man roster.
Okay.
The addition of Wolf now gives the Panthers 89 out of a possible 90 rostered players. Wolf had entered the NFL last year as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Tennessee. Spent some time with the Titans and the Packers. So now he is with the Panthers. He'll get another shot at trying to make it in the NFL.
Did you, speaking of Packers, did you see Aaron Rodgers and his cameo?
That was my next headline.
Let's hear it.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has,
throw?
Has long been
threw that
fan
into the hat.
Of Game of Thrones. What?
Threw a little piece of paper. I threw a hat topic back in the hat. Did you see that?
Landed was it right the one from earlier?
Yeah, you said you didn't want it. Threw it back in.
That'd be a good one to do sometime, though.
Yeah, yeah, put it back in.
I just didn't want to do that one with only like 4 minutes left because I feel like we spend some time on that.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
If everyone named each
other. I was really just wanting credit for the hat toss. Drop the piece of paper right in. If the periscope's fired up.
Great shot.
Thanks.
We have seen many a time that John is a true athlete when it comes to grabbing that paper and or throwing it.
Thank you, Ben. That's what I needed to hear. Thanks, man. Speaking of great personality traits, nice to get some physical ones every now and then. Great job by you, Ben, on the compliment.
That's Ben's best personality trait.
Yeah.
Is him complimenting you.
I didn't say that. That wasn't my answer. Talk to me about Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, in case you weren't familiar with who he was, has long been a fan of the hit television show Game of Thrones. As if you didn't know it was a hit television show. He confirmed in an Instagram post that he made a cameo appearance in last night's episode. His appearance in the show's penultimate episode, the 5th episode of the final season, was one of the worst-kept secrets in television. Rodgers apparently would not give any details about what would happen in the episode, but he did make an appearance. On April 23rd, when he sat down with reporters, he said, "I do have a bit of inside information about who isn't alive in one of the episodes, but I'll share that down the line." So, Aaron Rodgers made a cameo as one of the, what are they called? Just one of the people of Kings, just a basic person.
No, he was a soldier.
A soldier?
Yeah. He was on the front lines, I guess, right before the... I'm going to say he was on the front lines right before the Grey Worm attacked. I think that's the scene he was in.
I didn't even see him.
I just saw the the screen grab of him. I didn't see him during the episode.
Yeah. In fairness, I wasn't looking for Aaron Rodgers during the episode. So.
Yeah. You're just like, can Cersei do something, please?
Yeah, I was just really.
Does she have some type of plan?
I was really frustrated and upset the whole time. So I'm going to go back and watch it and see if I like it better the second time around.
You'll probably hate it more the second time.
I don't know. But yeah, so Aaron Rodgers, he was in the episode last night.
Cool.
He had hinted last year in an interview with Dan Patrick that his Game of Thrones appearance could be in the works.
Okay.
So, if you saw him, cool. I didn't see him. The maximum security jockey has been suspended for 15 days. Luis Saez.
For cutting the other horses off or what? Do you have a rant after the race?
He's been suspended by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. He was cited for failure to control his mount and make the proper effort to maintain a straight course, thereby causing interference with several rivals that resulted in the disqualification of his mount. So, yes.
Okay.
For blocking or whatever.
I wonder what type of effect that will have on his career. I wouldn't imagine he gets to ride too many high-profile horses after that. Although, I don't know anything about horse racing, so let's move on.
I don't know why it's such a big deal that you can't block in horse racing. Yeah, you can do it in NASCAR.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah, you can do it in NASCAR.
You can't really fall out of your car in NASCAR.
No, but you can hit a wall and die.
Sure, but I mean, I think the last thing they want is a broken leg of a horse leading into a broken neck of the jockey on there. I don't know if that's the reason. Maybe it's just supposed to be more classy. Maybe it's supposed to just be like, who's the fastest horse, and more so than who can drive the horse better.
Well, plus you're all in such like close proximity. As soon as one goes down, it's going to be a train wreck of
you could wreck like 10 horses, and all of a sudden, the best thoroughbreds in the world all get euthanized right there on the track.
And if you watch the slow-mo of the Kentucky Derby, like you can watch like the horse's legs like cross each other, like it goes like in between them and then on the outside. It's like it was very close to disaster.
Has that ever happened in horse racing where they all just pile up?
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I mean, it would not be good television sure if the happened. Kentucky Derby ended and just one horse limps to the finish.
No. I don't think so.
And there's your winner, Stumpy. Like just, I mean, I think that would be pretty good, pretty entertaining. It'd be better than that 2 minutes they do now, you know. Just a horse with one leg left, just, I made it. Or the jockeys just race on foot, like in Talladega Nights.
All right, just move on.
A track meet. A
couple of jockeys looking like Tyrion Lannister out there. Just race to the finish line. Anyway, charges have been dropped against Conor McGregor for smashing and stealing a man's phone in March. He's no longer facing criminal charges in Florida for this. Miami prosecutors dropped a charge of felony robbery and a misdemeanor criminal mischief during a hearing Monday. Were you familiar with the story where Conor McGregor took a man's phone and smashed it and then stole it?
Yes.
Well, he will not go to prison for doing that. In fact, nothing will happen. The charges are dropped. Guessing he paid off 22-year-old Ahmed Abzadirzak.
Come on, man. How much money do you need? $10,000?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll keep me out of jail, right? Okay, cool.
That'll cover it. You get your new iPhone.
Yeah.
We're straight here. Some extra cash for emotional damage. Ex-Chiefs coach and longtime defensive coordinator Gunther Cunningham died. You familiar with Gunther Cunningham?
I am.
He coached in the NFL from 1982 through 2016.
Yeah.
He
was coaching not too long ago. You said 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't been out of the league that long.
Okay.
He has died at 72. And speaking of that, I believe Doris Day, did she die? Has she been dead?
I believe she died as well.
Yeah,
I just know that because I saw it. I don't know who Doris Day is. Who is Doris Day?
I was going to say that's crazy that you don't know who Doris Day is, but then I was thinking, and I don't think I know either. I've always heard the name, you know.
Heard of Morris Day.
And We Didn't Start the Fire, the Billy Joel song.
Okay.
I know Doris Day is mentioned in the song.
She is a legendary singer and actress.
dead at 97. We should know some things Doris Day is in. This is a bad look for us to not know some of Doris Day's films.
Is it?
I think so. I think this. We should know more about Doris Day.
Let me check out her filmography.
The windshield, Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, she was in the Billy Joel song. That's the only thing I know about her.
Romance in the High Seas, The Man Who Knew Too Much.
In fairness, she was a star in the 50s.
The Ballad of Josie, not even Josie. Okay, yeah, no.
Josie Wales?
No, just Josie. Yep, no clue. R.I.P. though. Okay, let's go to break. Back on the program. How you feeling right now, Cody? You good?
I'm fine.
You calm down? You happy?
You mean like physically, emotionally?
Yeah, both.
I mean, my pulse is good as far as I can tell. I'm all right. I don't have any allergies.
You're good?
Doing fine right now.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to check in on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a status update.
I'm ready to go hook up my new TV.
If you are out driving around for lunch, first of all, congratulations. Eating is one of my favorite things to do. Power ranking things I like to do, eating is in the top five. I love eating.
Yeah.
Eating anything is fun. Just eating is good.
Not eating anything.
Almost anything. I mean, assuming like it's not like...
You ever had celery?
I don't like celery. So I guess if I was forced to eat it, it would be different. But anything I actively choose to eat, I enjoy eating. I'm not eating anything I don't like.
Right.
Even if it's like Brussels sprouts. I'm like, you know what? These are good Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts can be really good.
Right.
If you do them right. Braised Brussels sprouts are roasted in the oven. You ever had a good roasted Brussels sprout?
Yeah.
They're good.
I didn't mean to single out Brussels sprouts, but that's just something that I think sounds gross that it's actually pretty good. Anyway, point was, one of my favorite things to do is eat. So if you are out on your lunch break, congratulations. You are getting ready to get to eat, which is one of the best things in the world to do. And please make note that from now on, our show is going to start at this time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, boy, not at this time, but like 15 minutes ago.
I am so ready for that.
It's like Ben Lee has always said, the show starts at 12.
Show starts at noon, not noon 01.
Show starts at noon. So, yeah, if you are out riding around your car, make a note at the end of the month, the 28th, we are, I guess, what, 2 weeks away? 2 weeks is Memorial Day, and then that Tuesday we will fire up. And go at noon.
Yep.
So please make that note. We will be with you on your lunch hours.
Right after Memorial Day.
You'll be getting the good stuff, not the hour three stuff. You'll be getting the top of the show stuff.
Yes. We'll be kicking off with something major, I'm sure.
Today, if you're in your car now and you're kind of wondering what's going on, nothing has happened over the last, you know, since the morning, really. John Beilein headed to Cleveland to coach the Cleveland Cavaliers. Frank Vogel gets the job in Los Angeles. We haven't really talked about that yet. Do you care at all about the Lakers' choice for head coach?
Yes, I do.
The third guy who gets offered the job, takes the job, Frank Vogel, basically is like, guys, I don't really have any leverage here. You can give me a three-year deal. Jason Kidd on the staff? Yeah, sure, I like Jason. He was a great player. Pretty much everything Ty Lue said no to, Frank Vogel's like, yeah, why not? Because Frank Vogel, you know, his resume is solid. When you look at the Indiana stuff, he was 250 and 181. That's a pretty good record. You know, being 69 games over 500 is pretty nice. It's pretty good. His time in Orlando was not nice. His time in Orlando was not good. But his time in Indiana was. So if I'm Frank Vogel, I'm like, man, I can still coach. And I get to coach the greatest basketball player of our generation. And, yeah, sure, if things go wrong, I'm going to get blamed. But if they go right, look at Ty Lue. Ty Lue was in the position where he was trying to demand 5 years and get $6 million a year. If I could show that I could coach LeBron, that'll be good for me. And if I could show that I can win, that'll be great for me. Because I don't know how many other people are going to be knocking down Frank Vogel's door after you know, he went to, you know, Orlando and won 25 games.
Frank Vogel, 45 years of age, born in New Jersey. Nationality is American. Are you familiar with where he played in college?
No. My guess would have been Providence.
Kentucky.
Oh.
In 95 and 96.
There you go.
Did not know that. He's been actively coaching since 2001.
Maybe he can,
in the NBA.
Maybe he can recruit Anthony Davis. Hey, guys, I used to play at Kentucky. Just a couple of Kentucky boys sitting around. Maybe.
I wonder if he won a title there. I know they won one in 98. 95, 96, I don't guess. No, they didn't win one, did they?
I don't think so. But Frank Vogel headed to L.A., gets the three-year deal, gets Jason Kidd on staff. I wouldn't be surprised if Jason Kidd tries to overthrow him in year two, but we'll see. The Lakers officially have a head coach.
Another interesting fact about Vogel. In eighth grade, he was featured in an episode of Late Night with David Letterman during the Stupid Human Tricks segment, in which he spun a basketball on a toothbrush while brushing his teeth.
All I think of when I think of Frank Vogel is, A, how disappointing those Pacers teams were. They could never really get over the hump. I mean, they ran into Miami. They ran into LeBron James, but they still couldn't get over the hump. And then I think of it how he looks like the guy from the Impractical Jokers.
In 1990, Vogel's home caught on fire and everything in his house was destroyed.
You know, the fat one, is his name Joe? Is his name Joe? No.
Mm-hmm.
Joe?
I don't know. Impractical Jokers?
Yeah.
The two big guys are like Joe and Sal.
Yeah, not Sal. He doesn't look like Sal. He looks like Joe. I mean, I think Joe's funny.
Yeah, Joe's hilarious.
That's who Frank looks like.
He's like the main guy these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's always been the main guy. At least I've always thought of him as the main guy.
Yeah.
That show would be fun.
I mean, Murph's funny, too. They all got their roles, but I just think of Joe as the leader.
Joe's the leader, yeah.
He seems older. It seems like he's the one that usually does the talking to start the show.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's definitely taken his role and gone up from everybody else.
They do, like, a traveling tour now. I'd imagine he is the guy who
opens it.
I don't know. He might be the closer. Maybe he's the closer. Yeah, they do a cruise, you said?
Well, they're like an improv team. They were like an improv team before they had the show.
Maybe they don't do stand-up comedy. Maybe they don't even bother with telling jokes. Maybe they're just out there doing improv.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you've been together for that many years, is it really improv? You know what I mean? Like, you kind of know. They've done well for themselves. And Practical Jokers is, I don't want to say stood the test of time, but I'll find myself in reruns every now and then still laughing. That's what I think of when I look at Frank Vogel. Is the Impractical Jokers. And I don't know if that's what you want in a basketball coach, but he makes me laugh. I have good feelings when I look at him. I'm like, oh, funny guy. And then he's probably like, don't call me a funny guy.
He does kind of look like one.
He looks like Joe. He's a skinnier version of Joe.
Like a jokester. He was the student manager of Kentucky's team.
Oh, so he didn't play?
Apparently not.
That was going to surprise me if you said he played, but he was just on the team.
Well, he did play for them. He started as a student manager.
And probably worked his way on his walk-on kind of thing.
94-95, the following season with Patino. Patino resurrected the JV Kentucky basketball team, and Vogel played for them.
Oh, so he played for the JV team.
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
He graduated from
Kentucky. I think I'd rather just be the student manager. Like, nah, I'm good.
He had a bachelor's in biology.
Well, that's good.
Did you catch the part about escaping out of the house fire, out of a window?
No.
This guy's been through some things.
He's battle-tested. He has been tested. It doesn't get scarier than having a fire in your bedroom and having to jump out the window. That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Even scarier than being on Letterman, probably.
A different type of scary, sure.
Guy's been around the block, though.
He gets an opportunity. If I'm Frank Vogel, man, you have nothing left. You have nothing to lose. Like, Ty Lue, I think you have a ring. Maybe he can look and demand a little bit more respect, although I don't know how many people are going to hire him that don't have ties to LeBron. We'll see. No one has come calling so far. But with Frank Vogel, you're not going to be in line for any big-time jobs anytime soon. You're not in position to turn down the Los Angeles Lakers. You can't do that. I really don't know if Ty Lue can. Like, I am interested to see what happens to his career and whether or not he can get a big-time job, but I do know that Frank Vogel wasn't getting one. So might as well lock in 3 years of high pay with a chance to cash a lottery ticket and become, you know, a a thought of as an elite coach or thought of as at least as the coach of an elite team. I don't know if he's going to move the needle at all for any free agents, but
could end up getting a ring.
At this point, I don't think the Lakers are getting a ring.
It could happen if LeBron gets another star in.
I mean, it could happen. It's possible.
With the Warriors breaking up, I think it's very possible.
The Warriors kind of gave a statement to everybody like, yeah, we don't really need Kevin Durant. We're fine. Kevin Durant's nice to have, don't get me wrong. We like having him on our team. That means we don't have to play him in the playoffs, but we don't really have to have him.
Yeah, but LeBron's beaten him before without Durant.
He has. So that's where we stand. A good weekend of basketball. We had a disappointing Game 6. It was a good game, but I was really disappointed in the Rockets, and I was really disappointed in myself for trusting James Harden and Chris Paul. The bad part was Chris Paul even showed up in Game 6. He was playing really good, and they still couldn't win. You just take three guys like him, Harden, and D'Antoni and put them together, and I don't know why I keep thinking they're going to rise to the occasion when it matters. None of those guys know how to do that. But Curry and Clay did. They balled out. Shout out to CJ McCollum. Overcoming Dame Lillard, kind of choking. I mean, that was an ugly game. That was a game that looked and said all these analytics about shooting threes maybe have gone a little too far when it comes to playoff time, because those teams went 6 of 45 from three. That was 13%. It was CJ McCollum from the mid-range and getting to the rim that really just won that game for them.
6 for 45?
6 from 45 for both teams.
Man, that's like 3 out of 22.5. It's not very good.
It's like 12 out of 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24 out of 180.
60 out of 450.
48 out of 360.
Yeah.
96 out of 720. I don't know what's next. I pray someday you
find what you need in this lifetime. It's time to play some winners and losers. It's 12:30 on Monday. We're going to play this at least, what, one more week?
Are we not just going to push it back to...
Well, I mean, it just won't happen at 12:30. I guess we could stay with tradition, and even as we're kicking off at noon, we could play winners and losers right there at 12:30. We could do that.
Or push it to 2:30.
Right. I'm just saying we'll play it one more time at 12:30 is what I was getting at this time and then next week.
I'm very excited about this change. I can't state enough how excited I am about the change.
What's the thing that's got you most excited?
Starting later.
Let's play some winners and losers. Ben, hit the music.
Winners Shibba. And losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
Ooh, I like what you're doing here. Come on, keep going with the
winners
country.
Winners and losers.
Oh.
Winners and losers.
Oof. Oof. All right, Cody, kick us off with the...
I'm gonna drive my F-150 straight off a cliff. I'm gonna tumble all the way down with a jar full of Jif.
Peanut butter?
I couldn't think of anything else that
rhymed. All right, let's start with our winners of the weekend. Cody, who you got?
Imagine just eating a big jar of peanut butter rolling down a cliff. You know, I couldn't think of anything else that rhymed.
That'd be a bad way to go out, suffocating on peanut butter, your mouth so dry you can't breathe.
That would be rough. It'd be worse than Cersei's death.
Yeah.
Number three winner for me, UT Baseball, getting back in the win column of the Series W over the weekend against the Gators. Shout out to our friends over at UT Baseball, because we – don't have any friends over there, but I guess we got a few. Ben does. I know a couple guys.
Designated hitter Nico Masha went to Farragut. Shout out him.
Okay. Good
shout out.
Did he have a big weekend?
No idea.
Okay.
But, you know, the team's doing well.
Sounds good.
Told you they would.
Excellent. UT Baseball, my number three winner. Number two, Daenerys Targaryen Sheep. big day for Danny.
Wait, you thought Danny was a winner?
The people who love Danny?
No. I could not disagree more with this.
No, that's not true.
I cannot disagree more with this.
It's not true.
No, the biggest Danny sheep I know are like, Danny, why? Why did you do this?
No, the people
who love... You're supposed to be better than this.
The people who love Danny think she made a statement.
I disagree. It's your list.
Must just be your Danny echo chamber. Because the people...
No. These are the people who used to argue with me about how I was wrong about her. They're even now saying, no, you're right. You were right. She shouldn't have done that. That was completely out of character. The writers messed her up. Blah, 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 blah.
But we expected it, didn't we?
Isn't that what
they all wanted?
I was like, what did you think was going
to
happen?
I thought that's what they all wanted. Danny's one step closer to the Iron Throne. Cersei's gone. I think it's a win for Danny.
I think it's pretty obvious that she is not winning the Iron Throne, buddy.
Yeah, it should be.
Obvious that she is not getting that throne.
I thought it was a win for them. I saw people bragging. They're like, Danny finally made a statement.
For the most part, I saw negative reactions on Daenerys.
Number one, I'm going with Kawhi. Big shot. Again, I think Kawhi made my winner's list last week, too. I think Kawhi's made my winner's list. Is this 3 weeks in a row?
I think he's been our number one or two the last 3 weeks in a row. Kawhi shows that on the weekends.
I think this is 3 weeks in a row. Huge props to Kawhi. This, the biggest moment of all of them, with a game winner against the stupid-ass Sixers.
Number three for me, Manchester City.
What?
Manchester City, just able to keep winning and winning and winning, and they fell behind 1-0 early, and they're like, oh, wow, okay. Because they had to win to win the league, and down 1-0 early, like, okay, I mean, obviously, you have to score two goals to win at this point. If they give up another goal, he might be in trouble. And then, no, they scored four.
Parker wearing his jersey today.
Yeah, they scored four in that game and won the Premier League in a historically good, close race. Number two for me, I thought it was a real statement from Steph Curry. 0 points at halftime, came out and scored 33 second-half points, including a couple of really back-breaking threes against Houston. It was a nice reminder from Steph Curry of, yeah, this is who I am, this is what I do. To me, really damning on that relationship between him and Kevin Durant, that Steph all of a sudden started playing so good at the moment Kevin Durant went out.
Just knocked him dead.
He did.
In the second
half.
And
some of them were really tough. Some of them were, like, you know, contested. You couldn't do nothing to stop him, and he was still hitting them.
It's like the Rockets knew that was coming, too. It's like they knew.
I knew it was coming.
They knew at halftime, like, Steph has 0 points. There's no way he scores 0 points.
Whenever it was tied in the fourth quarter, I believe, because for a while it'd go where the Rockets had a little bit of a lead and then the Warriors were tired and then the Rockets would score. The moment the Rockets didn't score and give the ball back to Golden State tied, I was like, yep, this is not going to go well. And then Curry just started hitting clutch shot after clutch shot. And number one for me, I got to go with Kawhi too.
Yeah.
When you do something that only Michael Jordan has done better by 3 points, since the NBA has officially been the NBA, yeah, you are the biggest winner of the weekend. You have the iconic moment of the playoffs right now. Now, we'll see what happens in the next round. But, you know, Dame Lillard hit that shot against Oklahoma City to bury them. He was the darling for a while. Kawhi Leonard did it in a bigger series against a better team. And it's going to be his moment for a while.
I'm taking Kawhi over Michael Jordan today.
Definitely beat him. He's going to be like, what, 52, 53?
Yeah. If I can only have one guy right now, game-winning situation, give me Kawhi.
All right, give me your losers.
Number three loser for me, Stephen Tamaris, who was the CEO for Bed Bath & Beyond. He's faced heavy pressure from a trio of activist investors, and now he's going to have to step down. He had been the CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond since 2003, and he is stepping down. They're replacing him with a woman, Mary Winston, who was the chief financial officer at Family Dollar. So you can expect the quality at Bed Bath & Beyond to dip as Mary Winston takes over.
Okay.
I'm assuming this means Bed Bath & Beyond will start to look more like Family Dollar. Maybe your bedspreads will be a little cheaper, you know. You can get some sheets for less than $120 a set. Just do all your shopping at Family Dollar. Number two for me, I'm going to go with the 14 boys who are named Theon. We saw that thing come out on
You think they're
Friday.
Winners?
No, this is losers.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. The 14.
I was looking up some stuff. Apparently the 96 Kentucky team was like one of the best teams of all time.
I thought it was the 98 team.
I think it was the 96 team. That's what I was looking up. I was going to come and apologize for messing that up. 98 did win two. They won 96 and 98.
So they won two national titles.
Yeah, the 96 team went 38-2.
Ooh, it's a good team.
Yeah, it was a good team.
It's not easy to go 38-2.
No.
Over the course of a season. Mm-mm. So number two loser.
Sox and TN tweeted that in.
Okay. The graphic that came out Friday with the 2,500 people named Arya now and all the Game of Thrones names, the poor boys, these babies out there named Theon, I feel like they're destined for a bad life. And luckily, there's only 14 of them so far. And the number one loser, I had the Houston Rockets for choking it away yet again. On their home court, too. Not even forcing a game seven.
Just, again, respectfully disagreeing. I feel like the people named Khaleesi got to be. That's a weird name. And there's a lot more of them. And she's ended up being the big villain.
I think that's kind of a cool name, though.
I think it's so odd that I feel bad for all those kids who are going to come out with Game of Thrones names. Like, they're all going to be like, yeah, sorry, my mom was really into that dragon show. And
the good thing is, like, some of these you can pretty much shorten. Like, Theon, you could go by Theo. And then
I'm definitely going by Theo if I'm named Theon. I'm Theo.
Khaleesi, you could probably call her Callie.
Callie?
Something like that.
I think Khaleesi's a cool name. I met a dog named Khaleesi one time.
I was going to say Lisi, maybe, but I don't know. Callie? Did you say Callie? Is that what
you
said?
I said Callie, but. Callie.
Ka.
Just Ka.
Just Ka. Kali.
Go by Kale Parker.
Kelly.
I wanted to put, I'll get to my losers list. I wanted to put Kevin Durant on here because Kevin Durant, I mean, really got exposed in the sense of the Warriors not needing him. Although I do think he'll have his redemption, and that was just a 1.5-game sample size. We'll see. But he got bumped off. Number three for me, Kristaps Porzingis. We sort of talked about him already. Got beat up in his hometown of Liepāja, Latvia. And that has to be a really bad feeling to be the man in the United States, to have everyone love you. You go back to your hometown and people beat you up.
He had to have been surprised, too.
Yeah, you would think if I'm walking back there, I am the man, right? I am going to come back, get a hero's welcome. Everyone's going to love me. Everything's going to go fine. And then, nope.
Here I am in my hometown, and there's a guy in a Knicks jersey in Latvia, and I'm getting my ass beat.
Yep.
Weird. Weird.
So he's my third biggest loser. He got hit in the face with a chair. If you get hit in the face with a chair, you got to make the losers list. Number two for me is SportsCenter anchor Michael Eaves. Do you see what he did?
No, what happened?
Michael Eaves was hosting the late SportsCenter last night after the Raptors game, and he came on and started his broadcast with, spoiler alert, some reference to Cersei Lannister dying.
Oh, I heard that.
And then the people on the West Coast, Game of Thrones hadn't happened there yet.
Oh.
And they were not happy because they, hadn't got to watch it yet. Here's a couple of the replies. Hey, SportsCenter, did you a-holes actually just drop a GOT spoiler at 8 p.m. on the West Coast? I just had to revive a 5-year-old dead Twitter account to tell you morons to fire Michael Leaves. Did you just come on SportsCenter with a Game of Thrones spoiler? Well, bleep you, you bleep, sucking, mother, bleeping, bleep, bleep. Takes a real piece of bleep to do something like that. Thank you, bleep you, bye.
Wait, so Game of Thrones...
You just ruined Game of Thrones for a lot of people. Why the hell would you do that? Not cool. Unbleeping believable. Go bleep yourself. Yeah.
So does Game of Thrones not air until after...
I mean, the West Coast doesn't get to watch it live. They, I guess, watch it on West Coast time, although...
I thought it aired at the same time everywhere, because my buddy's on Central Time, and he watches it at
the same
time.
Well, Central
Time
gets the East Coast treatment.
But they don't out west, huh?
I always assumed that they had a HBO East out there the same way we have HBO West here. You know what I mean? Like, because they have an HBO channel for you to basically watch things 3 hours later on, like, Comcast, DirecTV. Every cable I've ever had has had HBO and HBO West, right?
I just assumed it aired live at 6 o'clock out there.
Not according to Michael Eaves' mentions. They had not seen it yet.
Man, that would suck.
I do feel bad for them because... I do feel bad for them because you would think on SportsCenter that's a safe place, right? That should be somewhere where you're not going to get that spoiled for you?
I don't know. See, I don't think I feel bad for them because I think you I think you got to just turn off everything.
Just not watch anything?
I think so.
Nah, I disagree. I think in that case it is that was poor taste.
I think you got to turn off everything and not consume any media.
You amateur sportscaster, stop trying to be young and hip and give spoilers to some show you probably don't watch. We watch SportsCenter to watch sports, not to listen to you trying to fit in the crowd and be cool. Stick to sports, you washed up hack. We do not watch SportsCenter for Game of Thrones spoilers. Middle finger emoji, angry face, middle finger emoji.
I think if you don't want to get it spoiled, like if it's airing at 9 o'clock everywhere else and I got to wait 3 hours, I'm just going to not look at my phone or anything. I don't think you can risk it. I put it on the people.
Honestly, WTF is wrong with you. Usually I turn SportsCenter whenever they have the fourth string hacks in for the night. Was making dinner, so I couldn't. It hasn't even aired in Seattle. Fire him, please. Self-awareness 0.0 bleeping hack. Yeah, I mean.
You think they'll fire him?
No. No. Thanks, you bleeping dump truck.
That's my favorite one so far.
You dump truck?
That's a really nice insult. Underrated insult.
And number one for me, the biggest loser is the Houston Rockets.
Oh.
Yeah. Michael Eaves might have lost bigger than they did, but the Rockets, I mean, you've whined, complained, moaned about the officials. You've talked about your secret stories you've put together showing that the refs favor them against you and blah, blah, blah. You talk about Chris Paul getting hurt last year, blah, blah, blah. They come in, they beat you without DeMarcus Cousins and Kevin Durant. Like that was it. You got beat because you couldn't stop Kevon Looney, whatever the hell his name is. You couldn't stop him. Poor, poor performance. Last call on the other side. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. You hear me talk about it all the time. Support Volunteer Vodka. We love Volunteer Vodka. It's yummy. Gave it again as a gift for someone's birthday. It's very nice to have a birthday gift just always waiting in my cabinet, but shout out to them. Was able to replenish someone's Volunteer Vodka stock. Gave them a bottle. Stop by and pick you one up at your local package store. If they don't have it, tell them to pick it up.
I did not get one for my birthday.
I took you out. Did I buy your drinks when we went out or no?
I'm sure you did. I don't remember. So I'm guess you did, since I don't remember.
I remember taking you out. I don't remember if I paid for them or not.
I spent money that night, but it was probably just additional drinks.
I got
I think a lot of people bought me drinks, and then I bought more.
I gave Ben one. Yeah, I gave Ben one for his birthday. I thought I gave you one.
It's fine. I enjoyed my birthday very much.
I mean, I took you out. And
yeah, we went out, and we had a good time.
So much. I guess you can't make everybody happy. You want to try. Pump the brakes and keep rolling. Cody, you want to go first or second?
Second.
Dennis Rodman accused of stealing.
Stop. Drop.
A 400-pound Amethyst crystal from yoga studio. Have you seen what's happened with Dennis Rodman?
No.
There's videos of him in this yoga studio with a group of bandits where it looks like Dennis Rodman is continuing to try to set up like distractions to allow his people to rob this yoga studio. It looks like they're like a road gang. And at one point, he is trying to load up this big thing onto like a dolly, and he drops and breaks it. And I guess I don't know if that was a part of the distraction or if he was just trying to steal it and he dropped it or what. But Dennis Rodman doing weird things at a yoga studio in California.
I thought you were going to say he was trying to steal U.S. secrets or something to give to North Korea.
Nope, just robbing yoga studios. It would suck to be an old player like that and to see how big these contracts are in the NBA.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I'm sure Dennis Rodman made probably $15, $20 million in his career.
Probably.
And that's just like a random role player to your contract now. Like, this, I mean, that's a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. Dennis Rodman made a good living. He shouldn't be out robbing people, but I'm just saying Dennis Rodman, who was really good and really valuable to see guys get $20 million for 1 year of playing, probably tough to swallow. I guess he got to see a little bit of the boom, and by 96 he was making $9 million. So maybe it made a little bit more money than I thought. Anyways, go ahead.
Kid discovers interesting stuff in his Legos.
Made $27 million, I guess, for his career. So that's what I say. 20. His first year made $160,000. Oof. Don't get me wrong, that's nice, but first year with the Bulls, when he's like really good, made $2.5 million. Legos? Something stuck in Legos?
Kid finds interesting thing in his box of Legos.
Okay, I'll stop.
$40,000 worth of meth. When three Georgia women found a box of Legos in a consignment shop in Charleston, South Carolina, they thought it would be a good gift for their child back home in Statesboro. But when the kid finally opened the box, he didn't find any Legos, just a bag with 3.2 pounds of meth worth about $40,000, which is more valuable than the Legos, so I guess he actually kind of came out ahead.
I call that a come-up.
Yeah. The women did not know they were transporting 3.2 pounds of meth when they took the Lego box back home. They took it and gave it to a young child who opened the box and was likely very disappointed.
I promise, officer, we didn't know.
Yeah.
The Lego box. Our kid just had some meth in his Legos. I don't know.
The Lego box was shrink-wrapped to look like it came from the factory, but may have been purposely sent to an incorrect address before ending up on the consignment store's shelves.
Sounds like you're falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. They got you.
Big old bag of meth.
They got you. All right, let's go with YPC Juice 2's recruiting update. An in-state Memphis guy. Linebacker. Four-star. Martavis French. Sure you don't want to know that one. Celebrity calling for an interesting way to protest.
Wow. Oh, I know what this is. Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano is calling for a sex strike to protest new abortion laws.
I saw someone say, all the men that agree with her will not be getting laid.
I saw some people say that, be careful, you saw what happened to Daenerys on day three of a sex strike. She went and burned the whole world.
Yeah, that's true.
All because John just didn't want to kiss on his aunt.
John could have saved the whole thing.
He really should have probably just done that, right? Like, I don't understand why everyone was so confused at what she was doing. Like,
she had to get that fire out somehow or another.
I feel like when John saw her burn Varys, like, you know.
Poor Varys. Just kicks off the episode, burning my life.
Probably works out in my benefit for, you know, Halloween costumes and stuff. Like, Varys goes out right. You know what I mean? Like, Varys goes out as a winner, I think. Even though he got burned by a dragon, still a winner, right?
Yeah, you know, Varys has to be looking back on it like, I mean, I tried to tell you, and you killed me for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, treason, but good treason, but the good kind.
I mean, maybe Jon Snow will finally realize it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he has to know now.
I mean,
if he doesn't,
I don't know.
He's not very smart, so maybe he still doesn't get it.
He's a really dumb guy.
Everyone's really dumb in that show now. No one is just, anyways, keep going.
I at least liked seeing Tyrion return the favor with Jaime.
That's what I'm. Oh, yeah. I'm rooting for him to also carry on Jaime's legacy of slaying the Mad Queen. That's what I'm kind of rooting for at this point.
I would like that, yeah.
Yeah. Just. Although I didn't like it. Didn't at the beginning of that episode, did he say that he didn't care about the innocent people dying? Did he say that?
Jaime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole redemption arc was about him
changing.
Well, I mean, not even about him changing. I mean, it seems weird talking about when the music hits. But, I mean, Jaime's whole thing was, killed the Mad King because I didn't want people to burn. Like, that was, like, his one redeeming... Like, that was his main redeeming quality. It's like, I killed the Mad King because he was going to burn the whole city and kill all the innocent people. And then last night, in his final episode, he's like, eh, I never really cared about all the innocent people burning. Don't really care about that.
Things we do for love.
Sounds like really just weird thing to have him say. I don't know. All right. Good job by you, Cody.
Not really.
Good job by Ben. We were okay. We'll come back tomorrow and do it again. National programming, no, it's optional. If you want to listen to Craig Travis, go ahead. If not, come back for the drive in three.